5 years ago, Iraqi insurgents detonated 4 bombs at one of the most important Shia Muslim shrines, which is located in Samarra, north of Baghdad. The destruction of the Askariya shrine started the most vicious sectarian warfare that Iraq had seen. Now the shrine is being rebuilt, but the tensions that were triggered by its destruction have not disappeared. NPR's Mike Schuster visited and has this report.
The importance of the Askariya shrine to the Shia runs deep. 2 of the 12 imams, the divine souls and descendants of the Prophet Muhammad, whose story resides at the heart of Shiite Islam, are buried here. The 12th imam, the hidden imam, is believed to have disappeared here, awaiting the day to return to earth. The shrine's shining gold dome functioned as a beacon, bringing the devout from all over the world. 5 years ago, it was destroyed. Ghassan Adnan, who works as an interpreter for NPR, visited this place many times before the current war, when it was very different, he says.
During the former regime time, before when we used to come here, people would be everywhere around this place, the market, shop owners, restaurants, hotels, taxis. You get inside here, you find different people, pilgrims from all over the world, from the Shia side, from Iraq, from Iran, from India, Pakistan, other nationalities.
It's nearly empty now. A few pilgrims inside the shrine praying quietly, some moved to tears by the tragedy of the original Shia imams and by grief and sorrow from the current conflict. Outside, the work continues. Workmen sort bricks to rebuild a crumpled wall. The dome and the 2 minarets have been rebuilt, but there's still much restoration work to be done to bring the shrine back to its original glory, says Haider Yaqubi, the administrative manager of the shrine.
So right now, with the reconstruction going on, they're putting the gold up there, but we have covered the dome right now, and we're trying to surprise people, surprise visitors. So whenever we're done, we're going to take the cover, and suddenly people or pilgrims will see gold there, so they'll be totally happy.
Those in control of the project, that goes all the way up to the office of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, have ambitions that go beyond the original shrine. They've decided to expand it with a new wing that can accommodate another 5,000 worshippers, and they are tearing down all the old buildings and houses immediately surrounding the shrine. The whole neighborhood will be redeveloped, says Haider Yaqubi.
This city is considered as totally destroyed because of the events here. So once you expand the size of the shrine and once you pay the compensation to people, it's going to be for the benefit of the pilgrims, because more pilgrims will be here, more restaurants will be set up outside, more hotels will be set up outside, and the pilgrims would have the chance to sleep here in the city, which means they will pay more money and regular people outside will get the benefit of it.
It is over this plan, which is expected to generate millions of dollars, that new sectarian tensions have surfaced. The development project remains firmly in the hands of the Shia community, not in the hands of the city or provincial government, which are dominated by the Sunnis, who make up the majority of Samarra's population. They resent being cut out of what will almost certainly be a very rich project. Omar Mohammed Hassan is the head of the municipal council of Samarra.
We talk as the provincial council here. We have no single committee taking part in the reconstruction process taking place in the Askari Shrine. No single member of the provincial council is involved or part of the, or doing any supervision in the reconstruction process in the holy shrine there.
These tensions have boiled over into the streets. Iraq has been hit by a wave of demonstrations in recent weeks, with many complaining about the corruption and ineptitude of the government. A few weeks ago, protesters here surrounded the shrine and tried to get inside. They were pushed back by security troops, and according to Thamer Turki, one of the security guards at the shrine, the situation turned ugly.
I was standing in the middle of them, and I was hit by a rock. And the demonstrators themselves, they were motivated by the Iraqi Islamic Party, and they were paid each demonstrator $50 to do the demonstration.
The Iraqi Islamic Party now represents many of the same Sunni groups that formed the insurgency in 2003 and fought the U.S. and the Shiite government. Its affiliates almost certainly planted the bombs that brought the shrine down. Now they are fighting for some of the riches expected to come from its reconstruction. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.